okay, we should be back. Things should be up and running. The episode should be named correctly.
That means I have to turn off Jacksepticeye watching perfectly cut screams. Oh, well.
Neat. Okay, now, I saw some of the comments when we were about to do this. We are about to do this. Every now and then we like to throw a cog in the machine, and let us be honest here for a second.
We're kind of throwing one already with Shane and Nick on. So.
No, we've done this before.
Oh, right.
We've stepped off and talked about fucking Doctor Who costumes.
Yeah. Yep.
And we've stepped off and talked about different things like this before. And
like Power Ranger porno.
Let us be honest about something really quick. We've talked about wrestling on this show, and not just talked about it, we reviewed it on this show because there are Sentai wrestlers.
Yep.
Let us also be honest about something else before we even look at this. Our show does one thing. We rate superhero costumes. It just so happens that our name became
Sentai Review. Yep.
Oh, did I put Wessler? I hope I didn't.
Let me check.
All I saw was The Undertaker.
Yeah, that's all
it is. It's just The Undertaker. Okay.
But look, here in America, in the States, this is as close as we get to a fucking weekly superhero fighting show.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about wrestling. But we have members on the show that do, and let us be honest here. Wrestling costumes are fucking ridiculous. So I just figured this will be a fun sidestep to look at the most fucking ridiculous thing that we get weekly here, fucking wrestling.
Oh, no, we had in wrestling, there's been more ridiculous one, like Rackham Man and the Turtles that we had from WWF.
Yeah, that's true. There's been way crazier shit than what we're going to see.
Oh, I realize that, but that's wrestling.
Right.
So let's fucking look at this fucking living comic book character, The Undertaker, and rate his fucking thing. Rate his fucking looks over the years.
So it's time for Jabba Wrestling Corner to take over. Cesario Lovell.
Scott Action Jackson.
Reploid Bill William Bush. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
We have to have the three commentators now, because one guy's got to sit there not know what the fuck's going on.
The fuck is going on?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so here we got the basic debut Undertaker with his black gloves.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, just another take of the first one. And then this is where we get Paul Bearer introduced, and he's got gray gloves, so he kind of changed a bit. A little bit.
But nothing too much to really make a big difference.
I fucking remember this.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I remember this. I remember the look. I remember the hat. Mm-hmm. I remember the fucking sleazy looking motherfucker. Oh, yes.
Fucking Brian throws down dude Jushin Thunder Liger next.
Yeah. Oh, and
talk
yes,
about
putting
fucking
people,
Sentai and wrestling.
Putting people in body bags after the matches.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I do remember that.
Yeah. He attempted it with Warrior until he actually got Warrior into an actual casket.
Yep.
Okay. You can't see.
I'm kind of surprised he was able to see.
Right.
Concerning the gimmick he had before The Undertaker was like a buzz cut-ish.
Yeah.
Being Mark Callis, so...
Okay, then there's a question, and it doesn't fucking matter one way or another, but you mention a look he had before he took on this Undertaker thing that ran for years, of course.
Yeah.
You say it was a buzz cut.
Well, it's kind of short hair buzz
cut. Did he
cut,
actually so. Grow his hair, or does that have to be a wig because of how soon his transition into this look would have been?
I don't know how long of a time difference it was from when he...
Because a buzz cut, that's a long time. Like, his hair is fucking long.
Right.
Like, His hair is grew it out for a couple of years long.
Right. And, I mean, to be fair, at first it might have been a wig, because I know with Kane...
It was on the debut.
Right, because with Kane, when he had his mask on, it actually was a wig at
times.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And then later on, I think it was really his hair.
It was legitimately his hair. It wasn't until later on that, especially now that he's basically, like, super short-cutting it, almost bald style... Where when he comes out in the mask, it is a wig again.
By the way, I shouldn't know this, but no, he did not fight Sting. I know only because I saw an interview with him very recently where they were asking him.
It would have been a great
match.
He said it would have been great, but he himself refuses to do it if ever it came up because they...
They're both way past.
Well,
yeah.
He said that it's a respect clause. It's the idea that there's so much built up in terms of hype for what that would have been, and he himself knows that he could never deliver on such a thing now, so he'd rather not do it and let it be left to legend.
Yeah, we've seen the multiple times where fucking D-Generation X and their fucking 40s and 50s have come back to try to take on the Brothers of Pain in fucking Kane and The Undertaker, and it's literally fucking watching old men stand around in a corner going, "I haven't moved this much since fucking 1906. Are we done yet?"
plus, Stinger's got a bad back, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Sting got fucked.
So,
I think he'd have to go to the picture of him opening, yeah.
Well, this is his wrestling aesthetic.
Right.
Yeah,
this is his stage aesthetic. Which are you wanting to talk about? Or should we talk about both? Because there is a difference when he's all done up as opposed to when he's wrestling. There is a difference. You want ring and stage?
Yeah. All in one or ring
probably
first?
All in one for this.
All in one. Okay.
Because I think the only time it actually changes is when it gets more like the attitude era.
But it does
right,
change.
It
changes
change,
right
yeah.
here. That trench coat along with that hat and that tie are different than this.
So then we'll do an entrance, in-ring.
Stage-wise, I'm willing to give him a 3-8. I think it looks cheap, but I think that wrestling looks cheap, and I think that for what they were trying to pull out, I thought he stood out in a crowd, and for me, I remember the motherfucker, and that's a big deal because I don't give a shit about wrestling, and for me to remember him and even have watched him when I was little means that something about it caught me.
Personally, I'm at a 3-5, and only because the tie and the gloves do fucking jack and shit for me.
Yeah.
Later on, you know, after he comes back for the 32nd time, the hat and the trench coat fucking stayed. So, I mean, that becomes a mainstay to his look.
As far as entrance, I'm going 3.3.
Okay.
And then we divide that by the 3, so he's at a 3.53 repeating.
So now you're looking at his wrestling aesthetic when his... fucking shirt sleeves torn and his fucking, okay.
Yep, that was the 90s for you. So, yeah.
Okay, gray gloves. Ugh, fucking really.
Right.
Fake boots. He went to the Halloween store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is some cheap looking shit, guys.
Right.
Like, it's so fucking cheap.
Yeah, because he's in order to hide his kick pads, he basically ended up putting on almost like a fucking soccer player shin guard. Try to say that 3 times fucking fast.
It's very much like the fake boots they give you with your fucking Link Halloween costume.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, in terms of that, that for me is like a 3.3. It doesn't get better till later.
3 is... I'm being very nice, 3. Because I think this guy looks fucking dumb. The fake boots are killing me, guys. They're so fucking fake. You are a multi-billion-dollar wrestling franchise. Even then, you gave him fake fucking cloth boots.
Right.
3.5 for the in-ring attire.
So we're at a 3.2666666667. So, yeah.
Okay, let's go to 1994.
The purple glove.
Okay.
Undertaker versus Undertaker when the purple debuted.
Yep.
Which more or less that's what it mostly was just purple.
Okay, I have questions and I don't. So storyline-wise, did he kill the gray one? And then a new one took over?
Storyline-wise, the gray one died. The Million Dollar Man brought back a gray Undertaker. Paul Bearer brought in the Undertaker. And then the Undertaker captured the fake one.
Yeah. In which case, I can't remember. Wasn't the fake gray one, wasn't that...
Harris?
Wasn't that... Because for some reason I keep wanting to say that it was actually fucking Glenn because he did that before he did the fake diesel.
No. It was one of the buyer guys during the Attitude Era.
Okay, fair enough then. Yeah. I know. You're sitting there like, fucking what? But yeah, don't worry about it.
I know. The fucking
storylines, basically, to put it simply, I thought it was because Kane did a bunch of like random bullshit before he became Kane. Like he was the fake Diesel for a while there.
Look,
but I couldn't remember if they had him do that as well.
Here's the thing. I'm on the outside here.
Right.
Okay?
We got to try to explain stuff to him.
No, I'm on the... not my thing. I'm on the outside here. Okay? I hear the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have been on your show, but I've listened to every one of your fucking episodes, and I hear the complaints about the writing team.
Yeah.
It was dumb back then. This
yes.
is dumb, guys.
Oh, yes, it's
so stupid.
This is
so fucking dumb.
Yeah, the writing team can be dumb as shit.
Now, don't get me wrong.
There's Glenn Jacobs,
become a thing?
He actually injured his face.
Yeah,
he shattered
his face real bad, like broke so, somewhere into his nose. I can't remember if it was under his eye or if it was like above his eye, his skull cracked. So instead of putting him in one of those, like, retarded-looking fucking
They're saying he blew
masks,
an eye.
Yeah. So, yeah, they basically turned it into, like, a Phantom of the Opera type thing.
Yeah, kind
of
like a skullish type of mask to help cover it.
So that way then he can keep doing what he needed to do.
Yeah.
Which is make fucking money to get to the next gig.
All right, so let's...
All it did was change color.
Yeah, but... Does the color make it better? I honestly think it does make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the purple works better than that gray did. That's about all I have. Oh, and his fake cloth boots are... they're still fake as shit, but they're less fake.
Yeah, they at least blend in better. So
yeah,
and they got some little button things on them now, so...
Right.
Yes, they blend better than they did. I think that is a big deal. I would be willing to take him up to a 3.6 on that.
Okay, so
because the color does make a difference, and those boots were really fucking hurting me.
Okay, so let me
gray,
see here.
Gray cloth boots were awful. So bad. And I actually don't hate the mask thing. Especially, look, there's a real reason they did it, but it worked with what they were doing for his aesthetic anyway.
Yeah, to have it look skull-like helped
so,
with it.
I think it worked.
Yeah, so after redoing the math for Bill, increasing it, because like I said, I like it, but it doesn't really change the score for me.
Okay.
He's a 3.3 repeating.
All right, so let's talk about 1996. Emo Lord of Darkness is what this is written. Oh my fucking God.
Again, sometimes the gimmicks get dumb.
I am... A bat!
Oh my God.
On this entrance.
I just can't. The amount of complaints I hear about the writing and the gimmicks, and people
right.
are like, it's so fucking dumb now. Guys, fucking look at this!
Right.
Look at this!
Oh yes, no, trust me, I know, but back, what was it? It was Attitude Era was when it was better, and the only reason being is because they let the wrestlers actually assist in writing what's going on. Now it's they literally just pull in a Hollywood team and say, fucking write me a goddamn story that, you know, you would put on like an HBO show, but make sure it's for kids, because fucking kids is dumb.
Well, Buff Ozzy here.
Right.
On the left, he looks better.
Yeah.
Than what I'm seeing on the right.
I think that was promo shit.
Yeah, I think the left, the jacket stuff on the left does continue into the Attitude Era more, but...
A little bit more, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. Trust me. I know. Fucking over here giving me looks and then laughing. It's like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the Brothers of Destruction thing. Yeah.
My gosh.
Okay. That's it. Rate them.
I want to rate the horrible shit at the beginning, because that's why I want to rate this era of Undertaker.
Fair enough. What are you giving him?
Entrance, 1.
Fair enough. 2, because if you're a fan, you get it.
Yeah, I'll 2. I can, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so entrance is a 1.666666667. And then in-ring,
which is...
That one will probably be the better version.
2.5.
Buff Ozzy can have a 2.5.
I'm at a 3 myself, so then we divide the 2.666667.
Okay, we're going to 1998, and I'm crossing my fucking fingers that shit never happens again.
Ministry of Darkness.
Oh, yeah. All the ministry stuff.
Okay, so he's buff Kiss without makeup now.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of that is fucking entrance gear.
Yeah, that right there is kind of more of his wrestling attire.
All right, then. So, black boots, black tights, black tank top is pretty with that symbol. It's pretty much what he was for wrestling.
Yep.
And then this was his gimmicky entrance stuff, this here.
Aside from his robe thing, yes.
Yep.
Aside from this robe.
Yeah.
Because when he wasn't wrestling and just doing promo stuff, he was wearing the robe stuff.
Okay.
But wrestling-wise, yes, it was mostly that.
All right. Okay.
So, entrance, I'm at like a 2.7. It's much better than a lot of the other shit, including the robe. The robe actually made it look a little bit better.
Okay.
And it also added to a whole bunch of other shit, like... It's me, Austin! Because people could hide in that shit.
I mean, I think this was the era that his body was starting to fail.
Yeah.
Which is why the robe was a bit handy.
Yep.
So, this entrance attire, I'm probably going to give 2.7.
Okay. Yeah, 2.6, I guess.
Okay, which gives us an 8 divided by 3. 2.666667. And then entrance gear, fucking shit. I used to go out in the old days of yarding wearing pretty much the same thing. It was a fucking black tank top with fucking black pants and some boots and some fucking gloves. So, I mean, yeah, it's basic as shit. It's a fucking 3.
I'm giving it a 2.
3 is fine. He's just a wrestler guy with a black shirt.
So, once again, we're at the same thing. 2.666667.
Okay.
Okay. And I think this one should be the start of the American Badass.
Yep, American Badass.
Okay,
slash
2001.
Big Evil Red.
Yep.
I remember this shit, too.
Yep.
So, how do they explain that he's all of a sudden just some biker dude? Doesn't that kind of do away with everything they built for the last fucking, like, 20 years or some shit?
I think the excuse they said is that they need to change with the times.
Yeah, it was one of those times things, like, it's not playing anymore.
He needs to keep that fucking do-rag on, or whatever,
right.
Bandana, whatever the fuck it is. He needs to keep it on his head.
In which case, normally he'd... does for the most part. Back when he still had the long hair, after a while he finally started cutting it again.
Oh my god.
Yep, I know. Trust me, I know.
It just with the gimmick they built for that fucking long, mm-hmm. and their whole storyline shit, like, one day he just came out as a biker guy? Like, he went from some dead fucking guy to some dead reincarnated guy to some fucking...
Ministry of
Prince,
Darkness.
Prince yeah. of Darkness, evil wizard fucking cultist to... Biker. Dude, I love Harleys.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened, yeah. Like, I remember there was,
And they didn't even explain it? He just came out one day as, I like Harleys?
No, there was a story for it. I want to say it was,
somebody posted that he gave up his powers when he married his wife at the time.
It was something along those lines, they're right. It was, he gave up his immortal darkness powers to fucking become mortal for fucking... some woman, which was his wife. Then, wife.
Okay.
Now, ex-wife. I think, second?
It just blows my mind. It does, guys. It blows my mind. I can't tell you how often I hear it. And not just from you guys. I hear it at work, too, from guys that like wrestling that are like, I won't even fucking watch it today because the storylines are fucking stupid. And I'm like... Fucking really? Like, come on. It's just as dumb as it always was.
Oh no, trust me, the big storyline that I fucking remember because I left what was it? I made it to like 4 or 5 years old watching wrestling and then realized there was a bunch of dog shit and stopped watching. And then I finally came back one night because I was flipping through channels during the Monday Night Wars and ran across the fucking Dudleys. It was the Dudleys against somebody, and they ended up throwing somebody in a dumpster, tied it off, and, like, shoved it off the fucking entrance ramp. And I was like, okay, nope, this is cool. I'm going to start watching this shit again.
Yeah, but the New Age Outlaws did that with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack prior to that, so...
Right. No, I know. But like I said, that was the episode that I got to see. So I was like, okay, nope, I'm coming back.
So the chat is telling me that later he will be buried alive by Kane, and that would get his powers back because he dies, quote unquote.
Another death.
Kind of yes and kind of no. It has part to do with that and part to do with, if memory serves, wasn't that around the time that they were trying to do a thing where Kane was going to fucking kill
more
Paul
of a monster.
Bearer or something?
I don't...
Because I remember they
There's numerous times that they killed off Paul Bearer.
True, but it was the one where they put him in the box and poured concrete on him.
That's a little bit after his return of the Undertaker.
Okay. Fair enough.
Rate this fucking guy that you met down at the fucking bar.
Entrance?
He walked in the bar like that. He looks like a dude. 3.
3.
Yeah.
He's just a dude.
Cool. I don't even have to math that. We're in agreeance. He's 3.
You can go down to the fucking bar right now, right down the street in the industrial park, and that dude is probably sitting somewhere in the bar.
See, I'm glad you specified, because I was going to ask, is it the bar down by Hardee's
or
the bar down across from the fucking steel mill?
You could go to that
bar
one.
Fucking...
No, you could go to that one because they have a fucking biker's week down there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So is it the one by Hardee's? Is it the one down by the industrial park? Is it the one that's across from the fucking steel mill? Is it the one that's fucking, you know, over here where it's 6 bars in one and they all commune together? Because we live in a drinking town.
He's a dude. That's fine. I get it. He's 3. I don't even hate it necessarily. It's just, he's a dude. You could go to Goodwill right now and make that costume.
Right, exactly. And no, to be fair, in terms of this, I'm at a 3.5. Only because when he does keep the bandana on, it does make him look a little bit better.
Right.
And the fact of, you know, this is around the time that he started with, like, the fingerless gloves that ended up becoming more of a mainstay for MMA type of shit because they did have the padding and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all gear that, yes, you could literally, like I said, I used to backyard wrestle in something similar to this type of shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anybody could go out and get it.
Yeah.
But for him, it works. And it makes the biker theme better.
3.7 for the in-ring attire, because most of this in-ring attire does carry on when he comes back after the betrayal. But it does change little bits along the way.
Right. So in ring is a 3.4.
All right.
So he's slowly but steadily getting better.
We're going to look at 2004 kind of. To 2019. Holy fuck, by the way.
Yep.
Because once he came back, that was pretty much that. They realized they'd fucked up. And I, like I said, I was long done with watching it. But I do remember that he came back. And I do remember, I think I even remember seeing the match where he got, quote, buried. Mm-hmm. I don't remember why I would have seen that.
It was him versus Vince McMahon in a Buried Alive match. Kane showed up, turned on Taker, buried him alive.
Yep.
When was this?
It was a Survivor Series?
It was 2004,
yeah. 2003? Yeah. It would have been the 03 Survivor Series.
Did I watch it with you guys?
That was before me, so.
And it's a possibility Craig might have been watching because we were going to his house at that time. Because when we were watching the pay-per-views, we'd go to Britt's grandma's house. I remember going to Britt's.
I used to go get sodas and whatnot with him.
Yeah, so I mean,
I wonder if I seen it there. Because this is not something I go out of my way to watch. I had to have been hanging out with you guys.
Right, so it might have been something where one night we were just hanging out and Monday Night Raw came on and it showed the highlights.
No, like I saw that match. I'm telling you, I remember it. Yeah. I remember that match.
Then, yeah, I'm not too sure. Then again, high school was kind of a fucking blur, so, yeah.
Oh, well.
But I remember this look a lot, too. Yeah,
right.
His actual Western hat this time around. Yeah, it is a little more like the normal previous one, but a little bit
different. Take the badass off the pants.
Right.
That does make a difference. The rest of it is pretty much standard, but it's standard easy. Okay. Storylines are dumb.
Yes, but if
this is supposed to be the same American badass, dumb fucking look,
yep.
But he's resurrected, the look would be the same, but slightly different,
yep.
And that's exactly what they've done, and it does work really well. Just the simple change of the pants, the adding of the coat, and the comeback of his hat, that immediately changes everything. Mm-hmm. To be more viable, and they still can play to their storyline that they've been building. And in the ring, he doesn't have to wear something encumbersome and stupid. He can just wear something that people wear and do his job.
Yep.
And at some point, yes, he does grow his hair back.
Yeah.
And
right.
Shaves it again, and then has a wig, and then it grows back.
It's kind of like me and the beard. There's times I let the beard go, and then after a while it gets obnoxious. I'm like, nope, get rid of all of it but the chin, because I'm not allowed to be a motherfucking baby face.
Hi.
Bray Wyatt, don't worry about it.
No, I know how old he's getting by this point.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dude doing the
He should keep that long hair.
Yeah.
It allows him to hide his age, and storyline-wise, this is a character that once he starts looking older, it looks awkward.
Yep.
Fucking calm down, sir.
Oh, yeah, the shame.
Holy fuck. Oh, good God.
Calm down. You're a dead man. Calm down.
Control yourself.
Oh, no, if he got the one photo, which I'm... Thank God you didn't get the one of him and fucking Brock.
So I'm seeing three. I'm seeing three looks. I'm seeing this thing.
Yep.
That was a one time thing.
I'm seeing this thing, and I'm seeing this thing.
Yep. The one in the robes, Scotty's right, is a one time thing.
Okay.
Because I believe that to be
the Raw anniversary thing.
Yeah,
that they did.
It was. It was the Raw anniversary. That was that at the Aragon Ballroom, or was that at
the Hammerstein Ballroom or whatever?
Yeah, I think it might have been
that they did the original Raws in.
Yeah, I think it might have been the Hammerstein. So yeah,
okay.
So that was like a throwback.
So we don't worry about that.
No, that's like a one time.
So we have two looks. We'll worry about this
entrance and in ring.
Yep. Okay.
So entrance, 4.
Okay.
I want to say 4.7.
I'm going to tell you that's a 5. That's in terms of what I have seen, in terms of all the marketing, in terms of everything this guy built his career off of, this is the most iconic look he has ever sported to this day. In fact, he ran this fucking look from 2004 to like today.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't get any... This is what The Undertaker is, no matter how far back, no matter how far up. If this dude walks down the street, you know exactly who the fuck this dude is.
And even when he does slight changes, like against Shawn Michaels and Triple H, he still ends up going back to something like this.
Right, exactly.
This is his icon look.
Yeah, the only reason why I had to drop him down to a 4 is because sometimes he shaves the head and other times he doesn't. Yeah. So it just depends on the fucking day. So I'm just going to make it 4 to make it even. So... Okay. Entrance is a 4.5666667.
All right.
We got a lot of sixes for The Undertaker here.
Yep.
Now, this encompasses different areas because this has this with the leather pants and the short hair. This has the one with the fire fucking skull and whatnot. And then he has the one where he literally wears jeans.
Yep.
Or slacks. I think those are the leather pants. Those are the leather slacks.
Yep.
They might not actually be leather. They
might
could
be pleather,
they could
leather,
be,
whatever.
Could, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
whatever
he
feels like wearing at the time.
And generally speaking, normally it does end up being more of a pleather because pleather will at least move a little bit
so
better
than
leather.
So there's
does.
Two looks. There's the pants and the tights.
Yep.
Otherwise, pants, tights, and whether long hair or short hair, those are the differences here.
And in terms
of
that...
pants.
Yeah.
4.7.
4.7 on pants.
Because this is like his return, his normal attire in ring.
Okay.
Oh, wait, are we rating each part of the outfit? Or?
We're talking about, because these are two separate looks. Those pants are different.
The pants are different than the tights that he wears at times. So
okay, no,
in terms of what we have.
So in terms of that, 4.5 then.
Yeah, okay. 4. Yeah, it's fine. It's basic enough, but it fits the aesthetic. And like I said, if he just puts the coat on or the hat at any point in time, like, he's undeniable. That is his icon look. He just fucking puts his coat on. There he is. Fucking that's him.
So you're agreeing to the 4.5?
Yeah, I will.
All right, and then we divide by the 3. So for pants.
So are pants better or tights better?
So that's a 4.56667 on that one. And then in terms of the tights, I'm still at the 4.5.
You don't think it makes a difference?
No, to me it doesn't make a difference. The only thing that makes a difference is whether he actually has his hair grown out or whether he chopped it short.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Pants or tights? What gets the edge?
I'm definitely saying the pants.
You like the pants more.
I'm giving the tights a 3.4.
I won't go down that far. I think it's a 4. I think the pants are better, but I imagine the tights are easier to fight in, and they really don't look bad.
3.9666666667.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read it.
Now.
Okay.
Hair.
Short.
We're going to make mention of it.
Yeah. Long hair, for me, automatically gets him the 5.
I'm definitely choosing the long hair over the short hair.
Same here.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement he shouldn't be cutting that hair.
Yeah, he looks like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, now. Where he just basically is sitting around, like, smoking a cigar and drinking a brandy at home with his fucking pot belly, being like, I used to be the world's greatest bodybuilder. Now I sit at home and fuck my maids.
I mean, he bought a tank. His life goals have been achieved.
Right.
He has a literal tank that he can drive.
Yeah.
He should not be cutting his hair.
Next folder.
Although understandable, because with him cutting the hair, it makes it easier to get the gray out, but, you know.
Right, okay.
This past WrestleMania, which is supposed to be his last.
Yeah, quote, I seen the interview saying that he was done with it. He wasn't doing any more. He said he would like to, if it's in the cards.
In case of an emergency break.
No, he said if it's in the cards, he would like to come back. Never in show. He's done with that part of his life. He says he's done with it. But he would like to be able to come back and work in the backgrounds of the show.
Yeah, he can do that. He can help a lot backstage.
Yeah, he would like to do that.
A lot of guys have done that. Like, Fit Finley literally used to be one of the backstage guys that, like, was a gopher for pretty much
Road Dogg
everything. Oh, yeah, Road Dogg does it a lot, too. Like, there's a lot of the guys that sit back behind the fucking curtain. I mean, for God's sake, Sergeant Slaughter still sits behind the fucking curtain.
So this was his last appearance, and he did it as the fucking badass guy, not the Undertaker?
Kind of the biker Mark Calloway self.
He's the American badass again. Yeah. That's what he is. He's the same fucking guys that I hung out with at Bike Week.
Yep.
He's just a dude now. Look, some people in wrestling could be just a dude. You have them. There are just dudes in wrestling. I've never seen John Cena, but I'm sure that if I could see him, if he wasn't fucking waving his hand around, he looks just like a dude.
Right. Oh, you mean when he's acting and he's not trying to blend in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like how The Rock looks like a dude, or Stone Cold looks like a dude, yeah.
And I understand that the actual man himself likes motorcycle culture.
Mm-hmm.
Biker culture. He's the Undertaker. His character is the Undertaker. And I guess you could make the argument, character-wise, I like storylines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was a biker dude that was killed and brought back. Bikes are still part of the equation.
Right.
Bikes!
I was going to say, it's like...
I was waiting for it.
We were waiting for bikes.
But this, to me, you went out on the biker note.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm disappointed. He went out on the biker note.
I'm not...
At the very least, could he have worn... something to the... I don't know. Everybody's going to think differently about this, but
right.
His icon that he has built, the thing that he will be known for from this point till his death, and when he dies and you do an episode to talk about him, you will talk about the Undertaker. You will not. I promise you this. I'll make you the promise now, and I'll remember this episode to dig it up later when you're talking about the Undertaker. His icon is the Undertaker, not this biker dude. Hey. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just a weird thing for him to go out on the American badass.
But that's... if this is his last in-ring.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I know, but still, I wouldn't be surprised if he does one more
You think they'll talk him into getting back in there?
I think they could,
putting his health on the line when he has a beautiful woman and he's ready to fucking settle. I mean, I've seen the pictures.
I think he could do one more.
Yeah. I'll be surprised if he'll risk his health for
Scott.
Something.
He would probably do one more, but... it would be like not so much how Ric Flair got back in the ring and fucked himself up even worse than he already was. It's going to be like he'll come back for one more match, for one thing. And really the only thing that I could see that being is you now have Finn Balor and you have, I blanked on the fucking name. Mm-hmm. Fucking, damn it.
Which one?
Beardy McRetard, who does the crab. Bray Wyatt. There we go.
Oh, okay.
So you have Bray Wyatt, who's doing like a fucking demon thing, and you have Finn Balor, who is the Demon King. I could see them coming to blows and trying to do something, and then Taker come out of retirement.
Actually, no.
As like a torch passing
Not
type
yet.
Of thing. Not yet, no.
No. I could see one other person showing up, though, before Undertaker. Kane.
Well, yeah, Kane would show up and do that first and possibly give that one to Wyatt. And then Taker would show up and then give it to fucking...
Whichever, the two newer ones.
Right, and then give it over to Balor. And then they could fucking duke it out and do their own shit. But like I said, that's the only thing that I can see. But again, I haven't watched in... when was the last episode of Jobber?
I don't know.
Like a year and a half ago?
I can see it. I'm just going to tell you... that after reading his, because I've been reading his interviews since he announced retirement, and the thing that gets me about him, the things that he talks about, the way he feels, and the very fact that he's turning down money matches, by the way, because I'm seeing that comment, and I agree wholeheartedly with you. I understand business, money is money, and money can get a motherfucker to come back and do dumb things. Look at Ric Flair. You guys may see him as this legend wrestler because that's what he is to the community. When I was growing up, Ric Flair was that stupid fucking old guy that people beat up on. He was a fucking joke. He was a joke. He was sad. He had no fucking legacy whatsoever. But see, I'm on the outside. You guys are on the inside. To me...
He's still getting beat up on.
To me, to me, he's this stupid fucking old guy... Way past his prime, that should have given up years ago, that's nothing but a wrestler's pun joke now.
Yep.
And he never should have taken that money when there were other ways he could have got that money rather than throw away his career or his status. Not his career, he still has a career. But look, this guy has turned down money-making matches because of the integrity that he doesn't want to look like Ric Flair.
Yep.
He's not going to fight Sting... Because it's not right. He can't do justice to what that is.
Not to mention the fact that his body's all fuckered up.
So
he's like,
I don't
screw
see.
That.
I don't see this guy coming back to fucking rock out the stunner. And you know who I'm referencing? I'm not referencing him right now, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
Every now and then he comes back to fucking stunner once, so he can limp back home and fucking deal with that shit for like. But I don't know if he wants to blow his fucking knees out again.
Well, I think
for one fucking day.
Well, with this being a cinematic match, it wasn't as much draining on him.
Yeah,
right.
That shit wasn't as draining because they could literally like
this was. I'm talking about. Yeah. Look, in 4 years, do you think he's going to come back in Tombstone and give up the possibility of his knees for the rest of his retirement?
Tombstone, no. Chokeslam, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess, but it's the iconicness is not there, and he just got done turning down things on the idea that he wouldn't destroy the integrity of his legacy, and his legacy is that it's not that. I mean, yeah, the chokeslam is fine, but it's not. It's weak sausage.
No, the chokeslam is legacy, but only because of fucking Hogan not knowing how the fuck to do it. that's how the chokeslam got famous, is he had to fucking chokeslam Hogan twice because he couldn't figure out, oh, wait, I have to jump with this.
I mean, look, that's exactly what I'm bringing up, is I've read the articles. Austin doesn't get fucking medical clearance, so he comes in, he does that, he limps home, and he fucking regrets it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see this guy doing that. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe, but right now...
Austin's other problem is that he wants to get back in the ring, but because they don't give him the medical clearance from when he broke his fucking neck from a pile driver, he gets a little irritated by it. Like, there's even behind the scenes for some of the movies that he's been in where the directors are like, there are times we have to turn to him and go, Steve, you can't do this. He's like, ah, hell, I want to do it. Give me a beer. Let's do it. Steve... No, let your stunt man do
because
it.
Because if he fucks himself up, it's the rest of his fucking life.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's not nearly as young as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking, it's like Steven Seagal. That dude needs to fucking calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, because, like,
I
one
get
day,
it, you're a cop, but your shitty movies don't show that
one
you're an
day
actual
somebody's,
martial artist.
One day somebody's gonna beat your ass for real and fucking show everybody how fucking fake you are.
Yep.
You mean like some of that fake fighting you keep showing off?
Dude,
yeah.
He's exactly where that guy fucking belongs.
Okay,
exactly.
So...
Rate this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I put my phone away. Hold the fuck on. I thought we were basically done because we were just like, yeah, give him the same as the badass.
I think this guy goes out on a 2. I think fans are willing to defend this. I think people on the outside that are looking at it from a very different perspective, like me,
right?
This is not the way to make your last appearance.
I think the way that his clothes are like worn and torn shows the age of the character. So in which case, I'm giving this a 4.
Maybe it's my lifestyle. I've hung out with these guys. Biker gear is worn and torn.
Right. And I'm at a 3.5 myself, so that gives him a 3.16666666667.
So now we got a bunch of a few co-op pictures.
Is that what these are?
Yeah. Yep. These are the comparison from over the years.
All right, nice. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Your perm is awful.
It's not wrong.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Yep.
The rest of them is fine. The rest of them is fine. But that picture on the left there, oh my God. That
definitely
does you,
of the times.
That does you no favors.
Right.
All right, kind of, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a neat background. It's fine. It's his entire legacy thing.
Yep.
In fact, was that the picture that I commented on Facebook when I said maybe...
I think so. I know I posted this on... Jeez, where did I throw this? I think it was on mine. I think I had it as a background on Facebook, so...
Yeah.
Because I remember this picture came up, and that's when I was like... I'd mentioned, I was like, maybe we should talk about wrestler costumes at some point. Because they are fucking ridiculous, and they fit the idea. We talk about costumes and superhero shit here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're done a very specific way for the budget that they have to, uh-huh, you know, appeal to children and, hey, wrestling.
Right. That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a neat poster on somebody's wall, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Like if you had like a little gaming room, or like if you had like a fucking hangout, quote, man cave where you watched your wrestling, that would be pretty cool on the wall.
Fucking man cave bullshit. So fucking stupid.
I know. Okay. Yeah. The takeover,
the
Jabba
Wrestling
Corner
takeover
is complete.
Oh my God! Sorry, we had to. Gotta get Joey in there somewhere.
All right, we're gonna.
Shane's not here, so.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.